Daisy Thomas, here he is.
Oh, Daisy, have a look at you. Yes, fresh as a nut.
I am. Great to be here. Happy Monday to you all. Start of the week.
How'd you go yesterday? It was a pretty good game in terms of score changing and, you know, passion and drama. Collingwood jumped out of the blocks and I nearly turned the telly off thinking it was all over.
That was probably slightly premature of you at the 1 minute mark. But
yep, absolutely.
Look, with your history, we don't doubt it. It was a really interesting game, wasn't it? A really good day. I went along, was lucky enough. The observance before the game was unbelievable.
And where were you? What part of the ground?
Marty, I put the suit and tie on and went into the MCC.
How was it?
It was absolutely unbelievable.
People?
I got an invite to the MCC committee room.
Oh, wow.
Which was a real nice touch.
Yeah.
Probably my highlight, and this probably, you know, explains a little bit of my beganness. I was rapt that you could have a wee and watch the footy. They've got a one-way window in the urinal and you can do your business and not miss a moment.
That is fantastic.
I think that's undersold if you're going to sign up for the MCC.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
That is crucially important. Then you wouldn't miss, say, Shane Warne's 700th wicket. Do you know what I mean?
You think,
I'm going to go and take a quick piss. Oh, and then the crowd erupts. Oh, absolutely. No.
And there's nothing worse than towards the end of the game, you're sort of hanging on, you got the legs crossed. So anyway, that's not really what we're here to talk about.
But still, good fun fact.
It was good fun. But no, a ripping game. Obviously, the Bombers in the end just too good. The Pies, horrible by foot they were yesterday again. The pressure now again turns to Nathan Buckley.
It always is.
Well, it is, and it's interesting. They've come out, they've named their president throughout the week, the interim president. So look, there's going to be some moving parts. I'm not sure it's starting already, but yeah, it's interesting whether they stick with Bucks. I know the fans are sort of in the realm of I don't think they can do that, but at the minute, is it really his fault, which is the question, because they've gone and got rid of the stars, three stars of their football club. They've had a horrid run with injury. You go back, you know, they're playing grand finals only a few years ago. So
they're 1-5, which I always like to say means they've won one more game than North.
They have,
So how good are they?
Yeah, well, they're second last on the ladder, which, you know, for Collingwood people, it's just not good enough. There's an expectation at that footy club that you're just there and thereabouts year in, year out, which...
Yeah, can they make the eight, Daisy?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Categorically, they're almost season's done at round six.
That is disappointing.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, the other teams are too far ahead, essentially, when you've got two teams at the top of the ladder undefeated and then the rest of them just going along their merry way.
And, Will, what were you saying? How many times have the Bombers won that one yesterday? Like four of the last... 15?
4 or 15 or something. The Bombers.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think I played in 7 and won 5 of them. So, yeah, the Pies have been very, very good on Anzac Day. Generally, in my time especially, it didn't matter where we were on the ladder. It was always a pretty close contest for the majority. But it was a red-hot game. Lead changes. The Pies didn't go away. They just kept coming. And then Anthony McDonald tipping Woody kicking 5.
He was on fire. What about Darcy his pressure? God, Parrish. He tackled some blokes yesterday, didn't he?
He genuinely sneaks up and just bang.
And just bang.
From nowhere. And Darcy Parrish, of course, won the medal with 42 disposals and 2 goals, which is just an unbelievable afternoon's work.
Yes. Do you, on days like that, do you miss it? Is there a part of you that thinks, geez, I'm almost ready to put the boots back on?
To the extent of not being in physical condition to do that.
But mentally.
The mental, side of it. Yesterday, the last post, the observance, a minute silent into the Australian national anthem, and then the big eruption of the crowd at the end after just pure silence.
And the bounce.
It just unbelievable. Got the tingles, really just got up and about. Sort of had the...
Mate, you could almost get a run at Collingwood at the moment.
Yeah, Collingwood, North Carlton. You could probably take your pick, couldn't you?
Back with more from Daisy Thomas next.
Daisy, we're going to road test 3 positives and 3 negatives out of the weekend. Give us your top 3 good things and your top 3 bad things. We'll come up with a better name than that.
Yeah, that works.
That's sort of working.
Quickly explained, but in saying that, we did get told this 3 minutes
ago. Yeah, Will was real big on this. He's like, oh, Daisy just comes in and talks about the results. I'm like, shut up, mate. That's what Daisy does.
Yeah, well.
And does it well.
Yeah, really well.
Brilliant.
Anyway,
not according to Will, Daisy. That's something you guys can work out later. Yeah.
No, we're road testing it, and you're doing a great job, Marty. Pitching it to the listeners.
Doing a great job, Marty. There's no mention of Daisy there. You're right. He doesn't like me.
You are going to do a good
something
job.
Something going on,
I'll
Daisy.
Belt the absolute suitcase
I've
out of you.
I've got a great feeling about this.
I don't. Okay, we'll start off, though. The 3 big winners for the round.
3 big winners, that's right.
Yeah, that's
the
it.
The winners and losers.
That's it. I'll steer it. You know, that's just generally how we work.
That's good.
But I'm starting off with the Cats. 97-point winners against West Coast down there at GMHBA Stadium.
Just a percentage booster for those boys.
Yeah, and we were sort of discussing just off air there that West Coast aren't going that badly, but any time they go to Geelong, recent history, their average losing margin is 10 goals plus.
It's unbelievable.
They just go down to the Cattery and just cannot be buggered playing.
It's windy and wet and they don't like it.
And I sort of get that because it's shit down there.
It's blowy.
It's cold.
I've never been to that ground.
Yeah.
But I can imagine in my mind it's a hellhole.
I played my last game there and I got a limo out of there. I think I'm the only player in history to still be in their kit in a limo getting out of there. That's how keen I was, and that's not a joke. The second biggest winner of the weekend, the Bombers.
The Bombers.
Yeah, 24 points on Anzac Day, the biggest game.
Wonderful.
Great to see the crowd back there.
It was.
Honestly, walking in there, getting the goosebumps, the observances we've spoken about, Darcy Parrish was huge, 42-2. Tipper was unbelievable. And just the ramifications then, if they had have gone 1-5, and as we've said, the Pies are at 1-5. And crossroads for them, the biggest winner of the entire weekend, the D's.
Yep. Yeah.
The God, biggest test they faced. Yeah, Richmond. And I, for one, I've sat here the entire season going, oh, I'm still not sure, I'm still not sure, I'm
Me
still
too.
Not sure. They'd beat no one. Yes, you can only beat who's in front of you. The Cats was a big test the week before, and that sort of form stacked up now. But to get and go and play how they did against Richmond at the MCG, it wasn't the best night for football. They looked like they were genuinely having a ball out there.
They did, didn't they?
You could see them at quarter time, half time, coming out of the huddles. They were laughing. They were enjoying themselves. They were just pumped to have the opportunity to be on the big stage, taking on what's probably the benchmark in the competition and genuinely giving them a touch-up.
I wonder if the members will cancel the snow trip this year or will that still continue?
Well, yeah, if you want to jump on the Heater and Daisy Instagram, I rang Mount Buller last week, spoke to a lovely old lady up there. She gave me two one-word answers.
They're still coming?
Yes. Any cancellations? No. Okay, thanks. Thanks.
She's a big
chatter. It was a really good chat. Yeah, I could bloody hardly shut her up. Anyway, the big losers.
Who are the losers?
This is going brilliantly. No, I agree with you, Will. I can see why you push for it.
In the direction.
Yeah, Will loves it.
He does. The Saints, they were horrible again. 54-point loss to go with an 85-point loss only a couple of weekends ago to
What's
the
happened
Bombers.
To them?
Well, and they were, a lot of people, including myself, thought that they would be an improver this year. Last year, they were very good, making it to finals. They've lost their way. Adelaide. Now, I know it's not the biggest game, Adelaide taking on Hawthorn.
What happened?
They decided to play Tom Lynch, not the Richmond Tom Lynch.
That's
they
right.
didn't steal him.
And
they
he wasn't ready.
And he had a sore toe going into the game. So they played him as the medical sub. They had an injury. A player comes off. They then chose not to have him warmed up and ready. Mm. He then had to go down to the sheds, get his toe jabbed, I assume, or some sort of medical relief, and then come on to play. Now, this is at three-quarter time when that game was up for grabs. They were in front and the Hawks were coming, but they had an opportunity for a player, a medical sub, to come on and have a real impact as fresh legs down there.
Yeah.
And he did not fire a shot, which isn't his fault. It's just really poor management.
He didn't even have a jumper on.
Yeah,
just down in the sheds.
Bizarre.
Putting his shorts on.
Matthew Nix wasn't even asked about it in the post-match press conference either, so we don't really have any answers.
Well, that's probably because it was down in Tassie and all gave us stuff, so they probably got away with it.
Tom Brown didn't go down to Tassie and try and crack a story?
I'm not sure. We can take that up with him. And the biggest loser of the weekend, the Blues will be happy I've let them off the hook, the Pies. 1-5, sitting 17th on the ladder after round 6. It's going to be a talking point all week. There'll be cameras down there. It's it's not ideal.
They'll all be hobbling in, avoiding the cameras.
Yes, hoodies on and heads down.
Bucks will be having a laugh down there, just being his natural fun self.
I tell you what, I always loved it, or not loved it when we were losing that badly, but when you knew the cameras were there, I'd go and get some great kit. I'd go to Adidas and get a matching one piece and put the sunnies on, hat on backwards, come in all nice and crisp. And yeah, oh, well, you've got to make light of a bad situation, don't you?
Lovely to see you, Daisy.
Great to see you. Have a great week.